WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome everybody back at SUNY Delhi for the second night of the Section 4 Class D semifinals. Tonight it's the girls, and our opening game of the night should be a great one as top seed South Courtright Andes takes on 4-seed Cherry Valley Springfield. I'm Nate Law. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And just a reminder, at 7:30 here tonight, we're going to have Skenevis taking on Stanford Jefferson in the 3-versus-2 game. So our second straight night of having a doubleheader here live from SUNY Delhi. We're also planning, just like we did last night, to give you as many updates as we can from other games around the area. And Class A girls will be following Norwich tonight. Class B, the Sydney girls, we're going to have updates from their game down at Sus Valley. And the game's out at TC3 tonight, Delhi girls taking on Union Springs. And then at 7:30 will be Unitego taking on Newark Valley. So we're going to have updates as much as we can throughout the broadcast for you. I'll be posting those on my X page as well, my Twitter X page, whatever you'd like to call it these days. So that's the plan for tonight's game. So a lot of my normal help is busy tonight, so I said, who can I bring in that really knows these four teams? And the coach I have with me tonight, Brad Amadon from Charlotte Valley, played all four of these teams throughout his regular season. So I thought this would, in the playoffs too, I thought this would be a great reason to bring you in here tonight because you've prepared for these teams, you know about these teams. So how excited are you to be here to watch these two games tonight from SUNY Delhi?
Not as excited as we would be if we were playing, but bring a different perspective to the table tonight just since we did have each of these teams. Stanford Jefferson four times, South Courtright twice, and Skenevis and Cherry Valley Springfield each once.
That's amazing. I had forgotten it had been four times this year that you had to play Stanford Jefferson. And you're one of the rare teams that knocked them off during the regular season. I know it was a non-league game, but that had to be a real feather in the cap for your team. But is it tough as a coach when you get to this level and you're sitting in the stands? How badly would you love to be here tonight?
Oh, it's great to be able to be there. We tasted a little bit last year in the league championship game here. We got knocked off by South Courtright. But this is just a great venue.
We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Coach and I will be back, and we'll have the national anthem and the starting lineups, but we'll get you a little more insight on this game between the SK girls and Cherry Valley Springfield. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside City. See them all at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. 1-seed South Courtright Andes. The Rams come in with a record of 18-1 into this semifinal contest tonight. Cherry Valley Springfield, a record of 12-6. They are the defending Section 4 Class D champs. Went to the Final Four a year ago, a very talented team. I think a lot of people wondered, how would they be this year? They lost some huge pieces. They had a lot of size last year, but they find a way to get it done. They come in knocking off the Tri-Valley champion in Lawrence Milford, held them to 21 points in that semifinal game, which was incredible. Coach and I will get into all of that. So this should be a great matchup again here for our 6 o'clock game, and at 7:30 we will have Skenevis taking on Stanford Jefferson. And I just want to say again, thank you to Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation. Corporation of Hobart. They are our sponsor here for the semifinals. They've really stepped up to help us bring you these games here from SUNY Delhi. Coach and I will take a break. We'll be right back, pausing for the national anthem on WCDL.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A nice crowd continuing to file in here at SUNY Delhi. The Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Semifinal. South Courtright Andy's taking on at Cherry Valley Springfield. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Brad Amadon, Charlotte Valley Girls Coach. Again, he has coached against all four teams that are in the semifinals here tonight. Starting lineups first for South Courtright Andy's and head coach Josh Burrows. They will start with sophomore number 2, Nora Trimble. They have senior number 20, Caitlin Deisenroth. Senior number 21, Addie Eckert. A junior number 23, Carly Dropp. And a junior number 24, Madison Reeves. On the other side for Cherry Valley Springfield and head coach Kelly Taggart. Again, they are the defending Section 4 Class D champs. Freshman number 5, Mackenzie McGovern. A freshman number 12, Emily Fox. A freshman number 22, Bailey Thayer. You heard that right. Three freshmen in the starting lineup. A senior number 23, Sarah Cortezzi. And a senior number 24, Bryn Whiteman. So, Coach, real quick, we'll bring you back in here. What's one key for South Courtright Andes and one for Cherry Valley Springfield, which will help them advance to Saturday's championship?
I'd say probably South Courtright's advantage is definitely height and some senior leadership on that team. They've been here. This isn't their first time. And I would say Cherry Valley, if they can handle South Courtright's pressure, especially with the three freshmen coming in on their starting lineup, because you know South Courtright can turn it up. We'll see how they can handle that, and that's how it would be.
I agree. South Courtright definitely has the size advantage. I mean, you have Addie Eckert and Caitlin Deisenroth, the two tallest players on the court. Addie averaging 21.5 points a game right now for SK, 14.1 for Caitlin Deisenroth. Cherry Valley a little more balanced. McGovern and Whiteman averaging 11.4 apiece, and Thayer 10.7. So we'll see how it all works out here tonight. The opening tip goes to South Courtright as they go left to right on your radio dial. and they're in the home white uniforms as the number one seed with the royal blue trim. Cherry Valley Springfield in the road navy blue with the red and the white trim as well. They are the Patriots. They find Addie Eckert on the left low block. She puts it up and in. A great early look there, coach, for SK.
Yeah, started off high to low already. That's the bread and butter.
2-0 lead and some pressure like coach talked about coming here from the Rams. They get a steal, but Cherry Valley takes it back. And this will go to Mackenzie McGovern in the backcourt. Can they settle down against this early pressure? Early 2-0 lead for SK. We're about 40 seconds in, live from SUNY Delhi. Thanks for listening tonight as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Patriots have it far side, but Carly Drop knocks it out of bounds. Coach, I'm always impressed with the defense that Carly Drop brings.
Yeah, she can extend the zone pretty well from the low side. Tough to get into the corner on her.
She's one of those unsung heroes. I feel like Dizenroth and especially Eckert get a lot of the credit, but
they sure do.
Carly Drop always seems to find a way to pick it up for SK. So Cherry Valley Springfield got it going right to left. McGovern will kick it back across, finding Whiteman, a three-point specialist. Fires from the right side, and it won't go. Dizenroth the rebound, and here comes SK down the floor going left to right. We're a minute in, and it's a 2-0 lead here for the Rams. Pass to the interior, intercepted here by Mackenzie McGovern. Down the left side, she'll stop, pump the brakes, and slow it down. Left side for Whiteman. Cherry Valley showing some early patience here on offense as they work it to the right side for McGovern again. Steps back, thought about a three, didn't pull it, skips across the zone to the left side here for Bryn Whiteman, and she buries it.
Yeah, she's a great shot from out there.
3-2 lead now for Cherry Valley Springfield over SK. We talked about experience. Some of these older Cherry Valley players have been here the last few years as well and have played here on the big floor at SUNY Delhi. Here's Dizenroth. Good move down low, finding Eckert up the glass, and good for Addie Eckert. She's got an early 4 points, and she'll have a chance at the three-point play. Coach, when you have smaller guards, how the heck do you try to attack Addie Eckert and keep her off the score sheet?
Yeah, you can ask a lot of people. That's tough. That's really tough. You got to maybe put somebody in front of her, put somebody behind her.
And she's so tough, too, because she can handle the basketball, and she can bring it out, so you can't just bury her down low, it seems. Looks like they're going to maybe change this basketball before the foul shot. The official's kind of saying almost like the ball is flat in
not
a way.
Not bearing it.
So I think we're going to take a quick break here with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. They might pump this ball up. I'm not sure. They're going to try to get an extra one. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We got a new basketball, and Addie Eckert's going to have this foul shot, and she scores. So 5 quick points for Addie Eckert. Coach, we saw them bounce that ball, and we're 2 minutes in, and they decide then that it's too flat, I guess.
I know. They tested it before the game.
They just weren't happy with it, but we should be back underway now. Kudos to Rob Monroe. He went flying out of here to go pump that ball up with one of the SUNY Delhi pumps. So great job by Rob there. 5-3. South Courtright Andes on top of Cherry Valley Springfield. Patriots get across midcourt. They'll look to set it up on offense, and a steal here by Eckert.
Got that pressure right there.
She always seems to find a way to help out with that pressure, even as a bigger player down low. South Courtright has it. They'll go to the right side as they go left to right. Trimble will reset the offense here. Goes to the far side for Madison Rees. Trying to pump it underneath for Eckert. Her pass was tipped away. She tried to find Dizenroth, who was slicing through the lane, and the Patriots have it. 5:40 to go, first quarter. 5-3 our score. Patriots near midcourt going left to right. They'll zip one to the left corner. Good ball movement. They find McGovern up off the glass, and it's good.
Yeah, she sliced straight down the lane on that one. Was wide open.
Boy, you'd never know she was a freshman the way she plays sometimes.
Yeah, she's an important piece on this team for sure.
5:20 to go here. First quarter, we're tied 5-5 between the Patriots and the Rams. Section 4 Class D semifinals. We'll get you some of those other updates as soon as those other games get underway. Ball into the green paint here, tipped away, and the Patriots with some good active hands. They'll get a steal, and McGovern will bring it down the floor to the left side for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman stops, three-point line extended, goes high post, finds it back out to McGovern. A college range three is in and out, and a rebound for Deisenroth, and over the back here on the Patriots, it looks like.
Yeah, they're a really good rebounding team. They're tough to get position on, especially with their height.
Number 22. 4:56 to go here, first quarter. We're tied 5-5. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Brad Amadon tonight, Charlotte Valley girls varsity coach. His team made a nice run this year, lost to Stanford Jefferson in the round right before the semis. SK's got it to the right side, finding Nora Trimble. She wants a three, and Nora's shot is off the back of the rim, tracked down here by the Patriots. They're doing a good job here on the defensive glass for sure.
Yeah, I think those are the shots that South Corey's going to have to make to open up the inside game.
Patriots have it near midcourt. McGovern gets across the line to the left side as the Patriots go right to left. Now here's a steal by Trimble. Shot out of a cannon down the right side of the floor, and her layup is up and good for Nora Trimble.
Yeah, she's really fast. She's got great hands.
Boy, she really turned down the jets once she got that steal near the top of the arc there. Ball to the near side and tipped out of bounds. Looks like it's going back to SK. It came right over our broadcast spot here. Coach, it was a year ago. I think it was a boys' game we did here. Someone came sliding right across this table into us. The whole thing went flying. Somehow we never got knocked off the air. 4:05 to go in the first. SK with a 7-5 lead here in the sectional semifinals. And they'll go to the high post. Now looking for Addie Eckert. Across for Carly Drop. Slices through two defenders. Finds Reeves in the corner. Back out to Drop. 15 on the shot clock. A long three. Yes.
Yeah, she's your three-point shooter.
Carly Drop from the right side buries it. And SK leads 10-5 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Patriots trying to answer back. Boy, they had a great quarterfinal victory over Tri-Valley champion Lawrence Milford, holding them to 21 points. A jumper here from the left side is no good for the Patriots. Out of bounds, and it's going back to SK. Emily Fox with that shot from the left elbow, but couldn't find the bottom. Do you feel, if you're an opposing coach against Corey, you just can't get in that early hole? How does that feel?
Yeah, they're so tough. They've been tough for years, and it's a really good program they have. Josh is a great coach. He always puts a good team on the court.
Pass down low to Eckert, and she scores. Great look there by Madison Reeves, and Cherry Valley wants a timeout. SK jumps out to a 12-5 lead with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. 12-5 our score. SK girls on top of Cherry Valley Springfield here live from SUNY Delhi tonight. And it looks like we got a little spot on the floor in front of the Cherry Valley bench, so they'll wipe that up real quick. And the Patriots will have it. Some full-court pressure coming from the Rams as Cherry Valley Springfield goes right to left on your radio dial. Again, they're in the navy blue tonight with the white and the red trims as Patriots and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. McGovern gets it across midcourt. The freshman guard finds Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman, dribble drive. Back to the high post. A jumper here for the Patriots. Off the back of the rim. A rebound here. Also won't go down. Third chance for CVS, and we got a foul. Great rebounding underneath by Bailey Thayer, another talented freshman here. And just when you think Cherry Valley, you know, they graduate all those talented girls from a year ago. They make the state Final Four. They got three freshmen here. Boy, they're going to be set for the next few years.
Yeah, they have inside girls. They have outside girls.
And the first shot at the line is good for Thayer.
Thayer did a number on us on the inside when we played her, too.
Lexi Hendrickson. Yeah, she's probably their best post player at the moment. They graduated all that size. They were so tough with their size last year. They had guards that were more like forwards.
Yeah. I remember the top of their 1-3-1 last year. The girl was 5'11".
Yeah.
And big wingspan and just tough to get the ball past.
Second shot coming here for CVS at the line is up and good for Bailey Thayer. Lexi Hendrickson comes in now for SK and Madison Reeves to the bench with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Again, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Charlotte Valley girls basketball coach Brad Amadon. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney tonight. Always a big thank you to Jim before running things back at mission control. SK's got it. They go to the high post, right through the hands there of Dizenroth, and another good steal for CVS. Down the floor to McGovern, left side, and they'll slow it down, back out to Whiteman. Right in front of the SK bench, they reverse far side. Patriots have it, looking for a dribble drive, back out Whiteman. College range three, she left it short. Not enough mustard on that, and a rebound here for SK, but then out of bounds, off the hands there of Trimble, and it's going to go back to the Patriots. I always say that in this gym, and I'd love your opinion on this, Coach, with the three-point lines, do you ever say anything to your girls about that? Because it's so hard to kind of know where you are out there, and then all of a sudden you're shooting a college range three.
Yeah, there's three line, there's three lanes, there's three different colors, but even the out-of-bounds line is that tan color. It's kind of confusing.
A missed shot here by Bryn Whiteman, tried to take it in the paint, and a rebound goes to South Courtright Andes. They have a 12-7 lead with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Rams have it right side. They go to Eckert. Addy averaging 21.5 a game. Dumps one off for Dizenroth. It was partially blocked. Dizenroth limping a little bit after that play, trying to hustle back down the court. And now CVS has it on the right side. They go to the interior, knocked out of bounds. What'd you see there on that Dizenroth play?
Looks like she might have tweaked her knee a little bit. She's favoring her left knee there.
1:55 to go in the first quarter. Patriots get it into McGovern on that right side. And they try to pump it to the interior, and again, knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Patriots, and so hard to get that entry pass to the interior here.
Yeah, their interior defense is super tough between Eckert and Dizenroth, and even drop.
On the baseline here with 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Pass down low for Bryn Whiteman. Now she'll pull it out, wants to jack a three, and almost hits it off the front of the rim. McGovern chasing down a rebound. And it's going to go back to South Courtright Andes. McGovern wasn't quite sure who touched it last, and it rolled out. 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. 12-7 our score, with South Courtright girls on top of CVS. And to the left side for Lexi Hendrickson. And back up top for Trimble, through her hands and out of bounds. And CVS getting some opportunities to keep this a close game, Coach.
Yeah, she put a little mustard on that pass and just went right through her hands.
Going to have a timeout here taken by Coach Burroughs for SKA. We'll step away. 90 seconds to go first quarter. South Courtright girls lead CVS 12-7 on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. We have our first look at the out-of-town scoreboard with the Delhi girls on top of Union Springs, 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. That game is out at TC3 tonight. The 10-seed Delhi Bulldogs, and Coach Todd Bruce doing a great job. A pass out of, or a shot knocked out of bounds here, goes back to SK to bring you back here to the Class D action. But real quick, Coach, Todd Bruce doing a masterful job with the Bulldogs like usual.
Todd's great. I've known Todd for a long time. I talk to him periodically, and he always has his teams prepared.
I'm sure they're going to give Union Springs everything they can handle tonight. And now a traveling violation on the Rams gives it back to the Patriots. So both teams have gone a little cold here on offense with 1:12 to go in this first quarter. So, yeah, games we'll be keeping an eye on right now are obviously this game, the Delhi girls game, the Sydney girls game, and the Norwich girls game. All those games are at 6 o'clock right now. So we'll do our best to bring you those updates when we get some updates from some of our helpers out there that are sending along some information tonight. McGovern on the right side. CVS trying to cut back into it. Oh, a great shot by McGovern. Wouldn't go down. Rebound to Addie Eckert. That thing swirled around the rim but wouldn't drop.
Yeah, Addie Eckert blocked that shot. She didn't even have to jump.
Left side here for Eckert. Into the paint, works one out. Nora Trimble for three, too strong. and it popped up and hit the backboard, hit the shot clock, I should say, above the backboard, out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Patriots. So CBS hanging tough late in this first quarter. And Cherry Valley handling the pressure pretty well, I would say.
Yeah.
McGovern in the backcourt here. She'll come across midcourt, left side. McGovern will slow it down, finding Bryn Whiteman. Back to McGovern. Thought about a three, but didn't pull it. As CVS goes right to left. Back to the top of the key here for Allie Ackerman. Another freshman here for the Patriots in this starting lineup. Finding Whiteman. A three is good for Bryn from downtown, and she's got two threes.
Got to keep track of her. She just wandered around the top of the key there and pulled right up.
SK 12, CVS 10. We got a good one here. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Right side, now for Addie Eckert. Back to Carly Drop. Little dribble drive. Game clock down to five. Drop, kicks one over for Hendrickson. And she's not going to be able to get the shot off. Finally does from about half court, and it's well short. Two-point game with the first quarter in the books. SKA 12, CVS 10. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. We have two out-of-town score updates for you coming at the next chance we get. But in the meantime, Bryn Whiteman, right corner, her third three of the game. Well, you just can't lose her.
You cannot lose her at all.
Three threes, 9 points for Bryn Whiteman, and Cherry Valley Springfield leads 13-12 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter, and now a steal by CVS.
Yeah, it seems like South Core is just trying to force the ball in there in the same motion every time down.
McGovern, little dribble drive, nice crossover, blocked by Deisenroth. She saves it from going out of bounds. Well done.
Great block and a great save there.
To the far side for Addie Eckert, and across midcourt. Into the corner now for Madison Reeves. For Carly Drop. Now to Eckert on the baseline. Works one over. Drop, three, step back, in and out, and a rebound for CVS.
Yeah, that was her shot. She usually knocks those in. Step in threes.
Ahead for McGovern. CVS will slow it down again. Whiteman to the high post. Little pump fake. Boy, Bryn with another good-looking shot. This one a little too strong. And a rebound now for South Court Red Andes. Last time we saw SKA on this court, they were down double digits to Stanford Jefferson in the league championship game, climbed back in and won that game.
Yeah, they're never out of the game.
Hendrickson in the corner for three.
There she is. She's a sophomore.
Lexi
hits him from the outside, too.
Lexi Hendrickson, of course, hate to say it.
I know what you're going to say.
The hero from last year's championship game against you guys where she hit that buzzer beater.
Yeah.
And now a foul on SK the other end of the floor. SKA leading 15-13, 6:15 to go second quarter. Let's get you those out-of-town score updates here. Sydney girls at Sus Valley trailing 17-5 at the end of the first quarter. Tough start there for the Sydney girls tonight. Norwich girls are only down 14-13. They're at Chenango Valley tonight in Class A, so Norwich hanging tough. But again, Sydney down 17-5 against top seed Sus Valley, and Norwich down 14-13. Norwich the 3 seed, Chenango Valley the 2 seed. So again, we'll continue to get you those updates. Last check we had was Delhi was ahead at the end of the first quarter out at TC3. Back here at SUNY Delhi, 15-13. South Courtright girls leading Cherry Valley Springfield to the high post for Addie Eckert and to the far side for Lexi Hendrickson. Left side again, this one halfway down, popped out. Eckert with a rebound, and her rebound tip wouldn't go, and Whiteman comes out of the land of the trees with the ball. Ahead now for CVS. McGovern fires that one a little too quickly, maybe in transition, off the mark, and a rebound for SK, and the track meet continues. Trimble across midcourt, she'll finally slow it down. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Rams have it left side in a two-point ball game. Dizenroth again finds Hendrickson, reloads, and again off the back of the rim. Rebound for Eckert, and they'll pull it back out. They find Carly Drop left side. Again for Hendrickson, this time bounce pass, high post. They find Drop in the corner, fires up another three. That one's in and out. Dizenroth the rebound, and finally they get one to Drop.
Looks like they switched things up there a little bit. Addie's been bringing the ball down the court from point guard position. They had her at the high post to start that offense.
SK now leads 17-13. Cherry Valley Springfield has it on their own offensive end of the floor. Nice save here by CVS right along the baseline by Bailey Thayer to keep it in. Finding Whiteman in the corner. Left side three won't go. Track down the rebound. Patriots with another chance. They go inside for Thayer. Good turnaround move, and she's fouled. And Thayer's going to go to the line. She's holding her own down low tonight.
She sure is. Looking for a freshman against two senior players. She's doing a great job in there.
I mean, what a great experience for these three freshmen to be here, get a deep run in sectionals, play on the big floor. I mean, that's just going to build for the future for them in the Tri-Valley and beyond.
Yeah, the next few years there, they're going to be a pretty solid team in the Tri-Valley.
4:50 to go here, second quarter, and to the line. Patriots' first shot is up and good here for Bailey Thayer. When you played Cherry Valley this season, what was the biggest challenge going in against them?
Their zone extends out quite a ways. It's tough to get past to the wings, make you get the ball through the foul line area. They just collapse.
Yeah, they force you inside, and then they just bury you with that size in there. So yeah. Second shot no good there for Bailey Thayer.
Cherry Valley's transitions pretty well, too, when we were playing, and they pushed the ball up the court.
And you had to play at their place, correct?
Yeah.
That's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
Always is. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. A 17-14 ball game. Rams have it. They go to Drop on the right side. Out for Trimble. Good ball movement here by SKA. Reeves, nice athletic move inside, and she's blocked by the freshman here, Bailey Thayer. And CVS comes away with it. Patriots holding their own, only trailing by three. Into the paint. Little jumper is short there for Kara Druce. Out of bounds. And looks like it's going back to the Rams. 4:20 to go, second quarter. And SK will get it back. 18-1 on the season. Again, Addie Eckert averaging 21.5 points per game. That's second in our WCDO coverage area, only behind McKenna Hoyt, who we'll see later tonight.
Yeah, that's two really good players in the Delaware League.
Yeah, just all season. So consistent, averaging right around that 20, 22 points a game. Inside for Eckert here, and another layup down low.
Yeah, so that's where she belongs in there. She can get that pass in from the wing on the low post, and she just puts it right in.
Just a real solid finisher down low. And the Rams lead Cherry Valley 19-14, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass to the interior. McGovern with a jumper. Oh, rims in and out. Couldn't ask for a better look.
Yeah, she kind of got lost behind the zone there, and they found her.
Just shot wouldn't drop there along the right side baseline. 3:35 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined here by Brad Amadon tonight, Charlotte Valley girls varsity coach. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Madison Reeves with a jumper left side, missed it, and McGovern another rebound, and they're looking to run.
Yeah, so they're in transition.
Another shot here for Druce, passes one to the far side, well-executed layup by Allie Ackerman.
That's what I was just talking about, how they get to that transition, and they just push the ball up the court, and they're just popping layups.
19-16 with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. SK leading by three, but they haven't really been able to pull away. Left side for Hendrickson, looking for options as SK in the white with the royal blue trim goes left to right. Cherry Valley's in the navy blue with the red and white trim. Inside for Addie Eckert, and she scores again, and she's fouled.
If she can get inside position against those girls down there, it's bad news for Cherry Valley if she can continue to do that.
I don't know how you stop her with, they don't quite have the size answer for her.
No.
As SK leads 21-16.
There are only a few teams around that can match up size-wise with South Courtright. One of them's later, I think. Sanford matches up pretty well with him size-wise.
Yeah, seeing Hoyt against Eckert is always really fun as Addy makes the foul shot here. She's got 12 points. And SK leads 22-16 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Cherry Valley trying to answer. And another great shot off the glass there for Allie Eckerman. 2:40 to go here in this second quarter. And Cherry Valley just finding a way to keep it right around that 2-4-6-point range. Here's Hendrickson, another corner three. Splash for Lexi Hendrickson.
Yeah, she hit a bunch of those last game here against Stanford Jefferson. Got him back in the game in the second half, and she's picking right up where she left off there.
And now a steal by Trimble, but then taken back by McGovern. Little game of hot potato. McGovern, pull-up jumper, just left it short, and Eckert is able to Windex the glass. She's got the rebound. 2:10 to go, second quarter. Back down for Trimble. SK with their biggest lead right now at 25-18. Inside for Carly Drop. Back to Eckert. Off the glass, and she scores.
Oh.
Just no answer right now for Addie Eckert. They lead 27-18. A steal by Nora Trimble. Steps in and scores. Trimble makes it 29-18. And SK going on a little run here late in the second quarter.
That's that quickness of South Court Reef guard showing.
McGovern, good pass down low for Ackerman. Back out Whiteman. Steps through. A little floater for Brynn. In and out. Eckert with another rebound.
Oh, they got numbers.
SK looking to run. Drop down the left side. We'll feed it for Trimble. Now back to Addy with 1:25 to go here in the second quarter. SK leading 29-18. Cherry Valley trying to hang tough. This run over the last 2 minutes has really opened things up for the Rams. And here's Carly Drop. Her three ball is short. Rebound tipped out to Addy Eckert. Now to Madison Reeves. A shot from the foul line area. Won't go. Carly Drop's got a third chance, and that one's good.
Yeah, they're getting killed on the swing pass. The opposite side's wide open for their three-pointers.
And now a traveling violation on CVS, and things just starting to come unraveled a little bit here for the Patriots. After such a good start, too, only trailed by two or four for most of this first half. But this is what SK can do to you.
Just in the last few minutes, they just pushed it to 13.
Rams have it on the right side. They go to Hendrickson, down low for Eckert, back out to Reeves. Nora Trimble for a three, just a little long this time, but the rebound is tracked down here by Mackenzie McGovern. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. And they try to get one back here to Whiteman near midcourt. And we got a backcourt violation. Whiteman tried to feed one to Mackenzie McGovern. She stepped on the line and a backcourt.
Yeah, the South Court rate guards are really turning the pressure up on defense here.
And that's another thing that just makes them so tough. They have the guard athleticism and they have the size.
Yep.
35 seconds to go in the second quarter. SK leading 31-18. They go to Madison Reeves on the left side as SK goes left to right on your radio dial. Inside for Nora Trimble. Stops, feeds one back off. Carly dropping, she scores. And what a run here by the Rams over the last 3 minutes of this second quarter. McGovern across midcourt with 15 to go. Coming up on our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Jumper from the foul line won't go here for CVS. Out of bounds. Going to stay with CVS with 6 seconds left.
Yeah, maybe a little inexperience showing through here on CVS versus the, you know, South Court, right? They're almost veterans. They've been here so much.
Patriots get it in. Left corner. Ackerman feeds one back out. 2 seconds left. Whiteman's going to have to toss up a three. She is fouled, though, as the horn goes off.
Wow.
And Brynn's going to have a chance at the line. So we'll keep it right here before we go to our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll have a break and then that. So 3 shots at the line here for Brynn Whiteman. Then we'll give you a out-of-town score update before we hit the break, too. So maybe a little momentum could be pulled back here by Brynn if she can hit a few of these. Whiteman's first shot at the line is good. Whiteman into double figures with 10 points. Three threes in the early going really kept the Patriots into it. And so Whiteman's going to step back to the line here. They've asked both teams to come and stand along the foul line area here for these other 2 shots. Everybody had kind of just gone off to their bench there. They're saying there's a .1 left on the clock. Whiteman's second shot, no good.
Yeah, it's almost like a distraction, like she got out of rhythm between her first and second foul shot there.
Third one coming here for Brynn. Talented senior who's been on these teams the last few years where they made the sectional finals and lost when Jolene Lusk was a senior, and then last year getting it done and going to the state Final Four. And Bryn goes 2 out of 3, so she's got 11 points, and that's going to do it for the first half. South Courtrai Andes 33, Cherry Valley Springfield 20 as we hit the break. And let's get you an out-of-town score update. Wow, 10 seed Delhi up 24-13 at the half on 6 seed Union Springs. So things looking good for Todd Bruce and his crew in the first half. I'm sure Todd had his team dialed in and ready to go. So excellent job there. When we come back, we will have some more updates for you on the Norwich game, on the Sydney game, and we'll talk about this one here as well. 33-20 our score. SK Girls up at the break here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/.
Order of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 6:15 to go here in this halftime break. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. They've been a longtime sponsor here of our halftime show. Always a big thank you to them. They've been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Joined by Charlotte Valley girls basketball coach Brad Amadon. Coach, what was the difference for SK making that run late in the second quarter that really helped them kind of pull away right now to lead by 13 at the break?
I think it was a couple things, honestly. They turned the pressure up quite a bit on their press. They got some easy turnovers. And they shifted their offense around a little bit more, so Addie was inside rather than the point. It seemed like she could post up inside and get the ball and just put it in the hoop.
They had really had no answer for her down low. The big game established that position with her on the low block. Boy, it's just tough because she gets over top of you, and just she's such a good finisher, too. I think there's always something to be said in the girls' game. If you can find someone that consistently finishes inside like that, boy, it makes it really, really tough. So
Yeah, and if you have, you know, Deisenroth on the other side of the paint, you know, she's equally as impressive as Addie is.
What do you, 2 years ago Deisenroth played. Then she doesn't play last year as a junior. What did you notice the difference with her coming back for this Courtright team this year?
I think it freed up Addie a little bit more to do a few more things, or she wasn't, you know, pinned inside every time. You know, she could pop out and play point guard and shoot some three-pointers and drive to the hoop. And it just took a little bit more focus off of her, where everybody was, you know, focused on, you know, one big girl inside. And now you got to try to get two. It's a tough challenge for sure.
I did notice last year, especially when we were here in that semifinal game, and beyond that, and during the regular season as well, just everybody would collapse on Addie. It kind of just, you could send all your resources there and hope for the best, make somebody else beat you.
Yep.
I feel like you can't do that with this SK team.
You can't. No, they can stretch the court. They got some outside shooters that can open up the inside game. And like I said, with Deisenroth in there, it's just another some added flavor to the team.
Yes, it is. So, all right, let's get you some out-of-town scores here. First, we'll have the Class A contest between Shenango Valley and Norwich. Norwich girls hanging tough on the road at Shenango Valley, only trailing 25-24. So a good job there by the Purple, hanging tough against a very good Shenango Valley team. Should have our Sydney update in just a couple of minutes. Last check we had, they were down 17-5 at the end of the first quarter. That should be going to halftime pretty soon here at Sus Valley. And again, the Delhi girls in Class C leading Union Springs 24-13. Danielle Innes with 15 points. I misspoke before. 15 in the first half for Danielle. Union Springs just has not had an answer for her, the talented eighth grader there for the Bulldogs. If you're looking for Unitego girls' scores, their game tips at 7:30 tonight out at TC3 against Newark Valley. So trying to keep all our irons in the fire here and keep track of everything. But, boy, Danielle Innes, the talented eighth grader this year for DA. The Bulldogs really surprising some people in the Class C bracket.
Yeah, I know that, you know, I talked to Todd, and he had high expectations of the team, you know, but, you know, they're a little young, too, so they're showing up. They're showing up when they have to.
You know, they're young, and this is something I think people forget. I would be willing to argue that Delhi probably played the hardest schedule out of any team that we cover here in the CDO coverage area. They went out and played teams all over the place. Section 2, they went up north to a tournament in the Adirondacks. Their tournament here had Greenwich, which is the number one team in the state for Class C. I mean, there was just no easy games, so their record is a little deceiving. They went to the Cooperstown tournament, which had Coop and Unitego, and they really had no cupcakes on that schedule. So Todd always finds a way to challenge those kids.
Yeah, and you only get better if you play good teams, you know. So if you want to, you know, throw some cupcake games in there, it's pad your record up, but it's not going to make you a better team for
That's
sure.
That's right. Pays off this time of the year.
Yep.
I was thinking about the Worcester boys last night. They win by one. They went out and played Norwich. They went out and played Oneonta this year. And J.K. said, talking to him last night, Jimmy Kenyon, he said, you know, when we lost to Oneonta, but we kind of just held our own a little bit. You know, we lost by 15 or 18.
They
it
did.
Changed our season.
Yeah,
and he
I watched
goes,
that game.
Even that just gave us a little confidence that we can play. So I think that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. South Courtright girls leading Cherry Valley Springfield 33-20. For Brad Amadon, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Mull, joined by Brad Amadon tonight, Charlotte Valley girls coach. And we're back underway with South Courtright Andy's girls leading 33-20. And Carly Dropp, who was fouled, goes to the line here and hits her first shot. So, you know, coach, if you're Cherry Valley, what'd you tell your girls in the locker room to say, hey, you know, one possession at a time, we got to try to just chip back into this. You can't do it all in one possession.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Dropp goes 2 out of 2. Is that a tough message to get along when everyone's upset at halftime?
Yeah, they make some adjustments, I'm sure.
Patriots have it here at the high post. Little pass down low. Oh, great move here by Bailey Thayer.
Yeah, she weaved her way right through there, right down low.
Makes it 35-22 with 6:50 to go in this third quarter. Pass to the interior for Dyson Roth, who's been quiet scoring, but is doing all the other things. And now a steal by McGovern. She's going to try to go coast to coast, and she finishes.
Looks like they collapsed their zone a little bit more on that defense. Had one in front and one back.
35-24 with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. South Courtright girls leading Cherry Valley, but the Patriots won't go quietly. Eckert to the left side. Little dribble drive pull up. It's short. Good box out by Cherry Valley.
Transition.
And ahead now for McGovern. She gets behind the defense. McGovern goes in, misses the layup. Second chance, and we got a foul. Emily Fox pulled that down and then got hacked on her way back up.
Yeah, that's two times down. They push the ball up the court. Transition. Got some layups there.
Great energy, though, by Cherry Valley coming out here. We do have a Sydney update at halftime. So we're going to get that to you here in 1 second. 34-22, Sus Valley girls on top of Sydney at the half. So the Sydney Sabres with some work to do there against the Sus Valley Sabres. And back here at SUNY Delhi, first foul shot at the line here for Emily Fox is short. No good. Second chance coming. Fox, another talented freshman here on this team.
Yep.
Coach Taggart pulling up a lot of these girls early in their career. As Fox goes 0 out of 2 at the line. A nice rebound, though. Tossing this shot back up is there. It wouldn't go. And a rebound here for SK. So Cherry Valley leaving some points at the line right there. They trail 35-24. And here is drop with a bounce pass to Reeves. Reeves comes off a screen into the corner. Now back up to Reeves as SK now going right to left. It's picked off by Whiteman. Whiteman down the right side as the Patriots go left to right. And Brynn can't finish the right-handed layup. Did everything but finish, but a rebound here for McGovern.
Behind us.
McGovern to the high post. Pull-up jumper here for CVS, also off the mark. Rebound for Fox. Her chance won't go.
She just rushed it. She looked a little nervous on that one for sure.
Boy, another tough break where CVS comes away with no points. Yeah, 5.5 to go in the third.
They're knocking on the door, though. I mean, they're definitely made some adjustments at halftime. Got a couple quick transition moves down through there.
Trimble to the left side now. Chest pass going for Hendrickson. Now inside, they're trying to establish Addy again. Up off the glass. Missed it. Rebound is also no good for drop. Third opportunity is picked off, and we got a foul. Boy, and Cherry Valley really swarming down low, trying to make this as difficult as possible. Foul's going to be on Bryn Whiteman there for a reach-in on that loose ball. 5:05 to go, third quarter. SK girls leading 35-24. Pass to the interior. SK stepped out of bounds. Back to Cherry Valley, again trailing 35-24. Early here, third quarter. I love that the Patriots really, no sign of giving up. Oh, we had a little tough run there in the second quarter. They're fighting hard.
They are, and for, like you said, three freshmen starting on the team to come out with that attitude is great.
Whiteman tries a home run pass into the right corner. Nowhere to go there for Cherry Valley. They're in the navy blue with the red and white trim. Says Patriots in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Here come the Rams back down the floor in the home whites with the royal blue trim. Says Rams in that blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Left side for Nora Trimble. SK trying to find their mojo on offense again. Trimble, right side, fighting Hendrickson for the 18-1 SKA Rams. Inside for drop. Tough spot, back out. College range three for Trimble. Off to the left side, rebound for drop. Hits the shot and she's fouled.
Yeah, you were talking about her earlier. She's like an unsung hero. She's like steps in, grabs the rebound, and throws it back in and one.
Drop now with 11 points into double figures. And she'll go to the line looking for more. She just always seems to be getting a key steal, a key rebound, a putback, and doesn't seem concerned about the stats at all. Just wants to win.
That's it. The best player to have.
Drop at the line. Got it. 12 now for drop. So you got Eckert with 14, drop with 12 to lead the Rams, and they lead 38-24. CVS down the left side of the floor here. The Patriots with their season hanging in the balance, trying to fight their way back into this. They go to Ackerman left side. Good extra pass to the interior. The turnaround baby hook won't go there for Sarah Cortese, and a rebound for the Rams. SK down the right side of the floor with 4:10 to go in the third. Bounce pass to Trimble. Now to Eckert in the corner. Skips across the top of the defense. Right side, Hendrickson loads up a three, too strong, and a rebound here for Fox of CVS. Into the safe hands of the guard, McGovern. Nice crossover by McGovern. Finds Ackerman again. Jump around the baseline is good for Allie Ackerman with 6 points. 3:50 to go, third quarter, and it's 38-26. CVS trying to hang tough. Chip their way back in. Inside for Eckert now, establishing position, and she scores.
That's a tough play. She passes through the wing, she cuts down, and it's all over. She gets the ball.
She just goes right up and over top of the smaller CVS players. And SK now leading 40-26. A pass to the inside here for the Patriots. They find Ackerman again on a cut, and she scores.
Looks like they're doing a box and one on Whiteman.
Brynn hasn't scored here in the second half, but has made some nice dish-off passes to get some of these other teammates involved. They trail by 12, 40-28, with 3:05 to go in the third. SK's got it. Drop, step back, off the back of the rim, gets her own rebound. Carly steps through, off the glass, and scores.
That's a great effort. Great effort there. Misses her shot, goes and gets her own rebound, and just takes it right in.
McGovern down the left side, pulls up for three, and hits Mackenzie McGovern. She's got 7 points, and every time you think SK is going to maybe just pull away a little bit, Cherry Valley finds a way to keep it right around that 10-point mark. It's 42-31 right now. And SK throws it away. Drews is going to check back in here for the Patriots with 2.5 to go in the third. A lot of those other games we're keeping an eye on are at halftime right now, so when they get back underway, we'll let you know. Norwich girls, Sydney girls, Delhi girls. That's who we're keeping an eye on right now in classes A, B, and C. Cherry Valley with another chance underneath. Oh, another missed layup here down low. Fox couldn't get that to go. Coach, they probably left 6 or 8 points on some kind of chippy shots down low. They couldn't get them to fall.
Yeah, the presence inside of Addy, I think, is just tough on some of them, especially if they're a little undersized, maybe, you know, ninth graders, too, like we talked about.
Always looking out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
Where's Addy? Where's Caitlin? And now a steal here by CVS on defense. We got a reach-in foul on drop, it looks like. Yes, a reach-in foul there on drop with 2 minutes to go in the third. SK still bringing some full-court pressure. CVS has been able to handle it for most of the game. McGovern has done a real good job bringing the ball up. McGovern to the left side as CVS goes left to right. A little behind-the-back dribble here for McKenzie. Gets off a screen, into the paint. Dishing it off, finding one of her players on the far side. That's Emily Fox. Missed the shot, but we got a foul underneath, I believe, here on SKA. Foul down low on Lexi Hendrickson. With 1:42 to go here in the third.
Lexi Hendrickson, her first.
42-31. Fast-moving third quarter here. Haven't really had any stoppages. McGovern for three. Yes! No, a long two, they say. Foot right on the line. That's where those three lines come into play.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too, when your toe's just on the line. You're shooting it 19 feet.
42-34 with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. CVS is still in this game. They got a chance. Rams have it in front of their own bench. High post.
Forcing it in there.
Yeah, forced, as Coach said, taken away by the Patriots.
I was just going to say they've been very patient on their passing, and they forced that one right there at the foul line.
And they throw it away going back down the court, so... Boy, every time Cherry Valley looks like maybe they're going to turn the corner. A little turnover this time. Trimble on the left side. They go to Hendrickson. Right side, three-point line extended. Shot clock's at 15, game clock at 55. Drop, stepping through. Another good opportunity, no. Ball loose on the floor. McGovern comes out of there with it. McGovern with some numbers.
Back.
If they can hurry. Drews is going to step in for three and hits it.
Wow.
Drew steps in. It's 42-37. The timeout's going to be taken by Josh Burrows.
Yeah.
What a run here by the Patriots. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber. Enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 36 seconds to go here, third quarter. And one thing we talked about off-air, Coach, we haven't seen much of Caitlin Deisenroth here in the second half. Maybe that knee or ankle we noticed in the first half bothering her.
Yeah, and I think her presence, you know, not on the court, you know, might be beneficial to the Patriots turning it up a little bit.
Across midcourt now for the Rams. Hendrickson finding Nora Trimble on the right side. Trimble to the high post. SK's got it down low for Addie Eckert. Back outside, and a good jumper here by Madison Reed.
Yeah, that was an important shot there. They really needed that one.
SK leads 44-37. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Left side. Drews, another three. Oh, just off the side of the rim. Boy, it looked like it was going to go. Rebound with 5 seconds left for Courtright. Carley drop. Half court heave is going to be short, and that'll do it. Patriots hanging tough, though. They trail top seed South Courtright Andes, 44-37. Cherry Valley going to try to chip away at it in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Dysonroth is back in the game here for the Rams. A baseline drive now for Reeves, and she's fouled. And, you know, I wonder, Coach, we talked earlier about how last year Dysonroth didn't play. Teams could concentrate more on Eckert. Dysonroth sat for most, if not all, of that third quarter, and that's what CVS was able to do. So Dysonroth back in now.
Yeah, that 1-2 punch of Dysonroth and Eckert is, it's a whole different animal.
Shot here by Eckert was missed, and then a rebound underneath, and a foul on SK, on Reeves. So it's 44-36, SK on top, with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. CVS not out of this game yet here in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. Left side of the floor, good move by Ackerman, gets in the paint, her jumper is good. Allie Ackerman with 10 points off the bench.
I was going to say, I don't remember her.
No, she's stepping up big here.
She is.
Dysonroth down low, back out for drop to the left side, bounce pass to the interior for Eckert. Skips across the top of the defense here. They're trying to find Dysonroth to Eckert now underneath, and she scores.
Ah, she's tough in there.
18 for Eckert. She just scooped that off the floor and wouldn't be denied. And SKA leads 46-38 with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Now a steal here by Reeves. We'll have a Delhi update for you here at the next whistle. Delhi girls against Union Springs tonight out of TC3. They go to Eckert, top of the key. Nice to have your 6'1" center able to handle the ball out there. Pass to the inside from Reeves to Dysonroth is intercepted here by the Patriots. Ackerman back down the floor in transition. Stops, wants a three, and just left this one short. Dysonroth got the rebound.
She was feeling it. She's been in the groove, so why not?
Eckert across midcourt, coming up on 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Winner of this game will get the winner of our next game, Skenevis and Stanford Jefferson. Inside for Dysonroth, and she's fouled by Bryn Whiteman. And you know, Coach, SK has done a nice job. Whiteman hasn't scored here in the second half. They've kind of said, all right, we're going to make somebody else beat us.
Yep. Yeah, she really put a hurt on him in the first half. They made a nice adjustment at half, but Josh always seems to get his magic.
Dysonroth at the line. Can't get it to go. Yeah, we've been calling it SK Magic for a few years on the radio.
Yeah.
Dysonroth, second shot coming. And gets this one to rattle in. Dysonroth only with 3 points tonight. She averages just over 14 a game, but her presence still very big out there. Cherry Valley across midcourt, trailing 47-38, 6 minutes to go. And Ackerman, a three, left it well short this time.
Yeah.
And Eckert falls down, and now we got to travel. No, a timeout is going to be taken here by Burroughs.
She kept her dribble.
Good job there by Addy. Bailed out by the timeout. We'll step away. 47-38. The Rams over the Patriots here with just under 6 minutes to go. Fourth quarter on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out-of-town score update from that Delhi girls game. Union Springs makes a run. End of the third quarter at TC3, and the Delhi girls only lead 31-29, a two-point game after they led 24-13 at the half. A nerve-wracking fourth quarter coming up at TC3. As we're back here at SUNY Delhi, and the Rams throw it away on this possession.
Yeah, that's one of those controlled turnovers that you just can't have. Just can't have. Went right through her hands out of bounds.
Patriots get it in. CVS still plenty of time, but they need to make a little run here. Start chipping away a little more at it. Inside now. Turnaround shot is blocked by Dyson Roth. So tough.
That's that presence we were talking about where she just blocks everything.
Inside now for Dyson Roth. Great move on the baseline. And, oh, it rims out. Even Dyson Roth thought that was going to go.
That was a great move.
She turned to go back down the court, and it popped free. Coach Burrow's yelling out the rebound. And here's a steal by Madison Reeves at midcourt for SK. Great hustle, though, by McGovern to chase her back and knock it out of her hands from behind and out of bounds.
Yeah, Reeves is feisty up top. She's like a gnat. She just keeps picking at you, picking at you.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth. It's 47-38. And the Rams will look to get it in. They find Eckert from the left elbow. She scores. 20 for Eckert, so she's right about her average here tonight. 4:55 to go here in the fourth, and the South Courtright girls lead Cherry Valley Springfield 49-38, live from SUNY Delhi. Along the baseline, it's out of bounds, and going back to SK. Just a reminder that we want to thank Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Brent Trimble and his team, big supporters of local sports, said he wanted to support these semifinal games here this week at SUNY Delhi. Big thanks to him and his staff. Top of the arc here for the Rams. Far side, Carly dropped for three off the back of the rim, and Allie Ackerman, kind of the unsung hero for the Patriots in the second half, gathers up that rebound. Ahead now for Bryn Whiteman as CVS goes left to right. To the right corner here for Whiteman, who's got 11 points. Into the corner, they'll continue to work it around. Coming up on 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's tipped, but McGovern rallies onto it. Skips it across the top of the defense, and it's knocked away by SK. Out of bounds, it looks like here, so it will stay with the Patriots. A little game of hot potato. CVS going to the bench again. Adriana Triple will come in.
Yeah, Josh called Nora's number to guard Whiteman, and she's doing a fantastic job. I think that's the first time she's touched the ball this quarter.
Yeah, I agree. Whiteman has still been able to do some other things, but they've really limited her looks at the hoop and taken away the three ball completely.
Yeah.
4:10 to go in the fourth. Cherry Valley has the ball. Down to our right, they're right in front of the CVS bench here as they go left to right. Head coach Kelly Taggart, who's had a magical couple of years with this Patriots program since taking over. They'll work it inside here. No foul. Shot clock was winding down. I thought Bailey Thayer might have gotten whacked there, but Rams have it in transition. They go to Nora Trimble in the left corner. Back up top here for Reeves, and SK content to work some clock here.
Yeah, they're being patient, like we were talking before. Like that new thing, it's like a four-high offense here.
Inside, drop, gets hammered, and a foul, and drop's going to go to the line. McGovern whistled for the foul. Always been impressed by Coach Burrows and his ability to make in-game changes. Is that difficult to coach against when he constantly is changing things up?
He is, because he doesn't give it much time. If it's not working, he's on to the next thing.
Drop at the line, and her first shot is good.
Yeah, I think when I was watching the South Courtright play Stanford Jefferson, I think he changed defense four times in one quarter.
I mean, that's a nightmare as an opposing coach, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Drop goes 2 for 2. And it means in practice, you got to be prepared for everything.
Exactly.
3:40 to go here in the fourth, and SK bumps that lead up to 51-38 here over Cherry Valley Springfield, the defending sectional champs. Baseline drive ripped out of there, kept alive by the Patriots. Pull in long two here for McGovern, and she's got it.
That's two shots. She's been right at the line.
You wonder, because that high school line really is hard to see. Makes it difficult.
Yeah, it blends right in. It's like the out-of-bounds line.
51-40. SK leading Cherry Valley Springfield. Second game of the night will be Skenevis and Stanford Jefferson coming up around 7:30. Here's drop inside, and she's blocked cleanly there by Bailey Thayer. And we got a timeout taken here by the Patriots with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away. We'll have our exciting conclusion when we come back as the SK girls lead Cherry Valley Springfield 51-40 deep in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out-of-town score update, 4 minutes to go out of TC3, and the Delhi girls lead 39-31 over Union Springs. Well done. And the Norwich girls, our update there in Class A, they trail Shenango Valley 37-33. Back here at SUNY Delhi, an up-and-under shot for Bailey Thayer, and she scores.
Boy, she doesn't look like a freshman with those moves, huh?
No, great move. And SK has their lead cut to 51-42 with 2:40 to go. Deisenroth gets tied up here with Emily Fox, and we got a whistle. Foul going to be on Fox with 2:37 left. And so that's four team fouls here on CVS, if you're keeping track of that at home. Only one on SKA. Rams will look to get it in. They do to Madison Reeves. Now to Nora Trimble. And they throw it away.
That's one of those uncontrollable turnovers.
Looked like they expected someone to be in the corner, and they weren't there.
Yep.
Here comes the full court pressure from the Rams.
Still doing a box and one.
Patriots in the backcourt. They'll bring it across with Allie Ackerman, who's played great tonight with 10 points. And, oh, another missed layup here on the inside, but a rebound put up and in by Bailey Thayer.
Wow. Took that right out of Addie's hands. That usually doesn't happen.
Now a steal. No, Addie's able to get it back. But this is a 51-44 ball game. The Rams on top of the Patriots with 2:10 to go. Live here from SUNY Delhi.
Yeah, South Torrey's got to use some clock here, get a good shot.
Eckert splits two defenders, wants to take it herself, and the layup won't go. The finger roll is picked off, and what a rebound by Bailey Thayer. Numbers if they can hurry. Thayer passes it ahead here for Ackerman.
Wow, a lot going on in the lane.
And this one knocked out of bounds, going to stay with the Patriots. I feel your pain there, Coach. They had numbers, and the pass just kind of was a little risky there.
Kind of rolled off her fingers up in the air.
Not much you could do.
They had a 3-on-1. That should have been a layup for sure.
1:48 to go here in the fourth, and it's 51-44. Deisenroth coming to the bench. You can tell she's hobbling a little bit.
She's definitely favoring that knee.
Patriots will get it in. Fox from straight away, no. Rebound, tapped out, and Reeves has got it. Big rebound for the Rams. Reeves back up the floor with Lexi Hendrickson. A pass to the interior on the baseline. Timeout's taken by the Rams. Minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. 1:34 to be exact. And it's SKA 51, Cherry Valley Springfield 44. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
1:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 51-44. South Courtright girls on top of Cherry Valley Springfield. Patriots won't go away, Coach.
They're staying in there. They're making a real good game out of this.
Rams going to try to maybe seal it up here with a minute and a half to go. Don't forget, we got Skenevitz and Stanford Jefferson coming up next. And we do have a Delhi score update for you. Ball out of bounds. SK lost it, going back to CBS. We'll get you that Delhi update here. 39-37. Delhi leads Union Springs with 2 minutes left in that game out of TC3. So we got two great games so far here tonight. Cherry Valley with another layup opportunity, but Eckert with a block out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Patriots. CBS, it feels, Coach, like they need a bucket here.
Yeah, it's real. It's down 7, minute 20 to go.
Patriots on the baseline looking to get it in. They find Drews and... Did she trip? No, a foul underneath. Wow. I couldn't sure if they got the travel. A foul there on Nora Trimble. 1:19 left here. And the Patriots will have it on the baseline with Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman works it in. A three ball here for the Patriots. Just a little long there for Drews. Out of bounds and going back to South Courtright.
Yeah, they've been kind of living or dying by the three-pointer here.
Just a heads up for all our listeners. After the final whistle, we're going to keep it right here. Coach and I will give out the three awards, and then we'll have a break in between the two games. SK trying to bring it back down the floor with Reeves, misses a layup. Gets her own rebound, though, and pulls it out. And SK can milk some clock now if they want with a minute to go. Steal here by SK on the baseline. It's going to stay here with the Rams. 57 seconds left in a 51-44 ball game. Rams have it on the baseline.
They got to pull it out. Waste some clock here.
And we got a foul in the corner here by the Patriots. So we're going to try to prolong this a little bit. That's their fifth team foul. And Whiteman just fouled out of the ball game here. Cherry Valley wants a timeout. Could this be the end of a career here for Bryn Whiteman? We'll talk about that when we come back here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. That was four fouls on Bryn Whiteman, so she's still got one more to go. Five on CVS as a team. Madison Reeves at the line here misses the first. Let's set the scene here. SK girls leading 51-44 over Cherry Valley Springfield. Delhi girls have pushed their lead back up to 42-37 with about 50 seconds left in that game. Reeves goes one out of two, makes it 52-44 here. Patriots across midcourt. They find Bailey Thayer. Stops and pops from 15 and hits. Thayer's got 11 and it's 52-46.
He's got a lot of confidence in that shot.
And now we got a reach-in foul here on Bailey Thayer at midcourt with 41 seconds left. You know, SK looks like they could potentially win this game, and there she does foul out. That's Bailey Thayer now with five. But what a young core here for the Patriots.
Yeah, the future's really bright for Cherry Valley for a few years, Amos.
And you would think, I mean, just coming off that group that went to a state Final Four a year ago, the cupboard's not bare.
And they're going to bring a similar group right back up.
Eckert to the line, hits the first one as SK is trying to put the icing on the cake here and punch their tickets back to a sectional championship game. Second chance up and good here for Eckert. She's got 22. And it's 54-46 with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Last breath here for CVS. They'll work it back out to McGovern. A straightaway three off the back of the rim. McGovern trying to track down her rebound. She's got it with 25 seconds left. They trail 54-46. Pass to the interior.
They got to get a shot off here pretty quick. They're running out of time.
Whiteman into the corner. We're down to 15 seconds. Drews fires up a three. And that hits the rim. It won't go in. Eckert's got the rebound. Addy with 10 seconds left. Passing one ahead. It's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Cherry Valley, but it's too little too late as SK leads 54-46 with 7 seconds to go. The Rams just trying to tick off these last 7 seconds. They'll have it to Lexi Hendrickson. And that is going to do it. A 54-46 victory. Top seed South Courtright Andes is moving on, and the season is complete for Cherry Valley Springfield.
I tell you, Cherry Valley Springfield doesn't have to hang their heads. They played a great game, and they have a real good group of girls coming up. So, you know, they're going to be right back here next year and for future years.
Yeah, tough team. Had a little hiccup there. Didn't get to the Tri-Valley Championship, but then knock off Lawrence Milford.
The Tri-Valley Champs,
yeah. and they get here. But SK continues to roll. They're 19-1 now. Yeah. Unbelievable. Cherry Valley finishes the season at 12-7. Coach and I are going to keep it right here. Let's give you our final stats. South Courtright Andes led by Addie Eckert with 22 points. Carly Dropp with 16. Pretty balanced from there. Lexi Hendrickson with 6. Nora Trimble with 4. And then 3 apiece for Madison Reeves and for Caitlin Deisenroth. On the other side for CVS, 11 points apiece for Bryn Whiteman, Bailey Thayer, and Mackenzie McGovern. 10 for Allie Ackerman. And then 3 for Kira Drews. So very balanced scoring on the other side for CVS. All right, Coach, now we get to give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We're going to give 2 to South Courtright and 1 to Cherry Valley. So first up is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. To me, seems like an easy one with Addie Eckert tonight. The game-high 22 points.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
So we'll give Addie the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight for South Courtright Andes. Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. You know, I think I'm going to go Carly Dropp here. The 16 points, you could probably make an argument for all purpose, but kind of that unsung hero, played tight defense against those great guards. We'll give Carly the defense award. What'd you think of her game tonight?
Yeah, no, she showed up really good. Like you said, she's that unsung hero. She's just there when you need her.
Finally tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. From Cherry Valley, a lot of different ways you could go here, but I kind of want to give it to the senior on the way out the door, Bryn Whiteman.
Yeah, it's fitting.
I mean, these freshmen will have a chance to maybe get another Nate Lull Award down the road. Thayer played tremendous. McGovern was tremendous. Ackerman off the bench. Wow. Bryn really kept him in the game in that first half.
Yeah, definitely. No, she's it's fitting for her, you know.
I think it's a good choice. So we'll give Bryn Whiteman the all-purpose award.
She had a great career.
So a 54-46 victory here for South Courtright Andes over Cherry Valley Springfield. We're going to take a break. We will finish up with some spots, and we're going to spin some tunes here for the next 10 minutes or so. And then Coach and I will be back with the Butler Auto pregame show for Skenevis and Stamford Jefferson in Game 2 of the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Semifinals. Let's see if before we sign off here, I do not have a final score on the Delhi girls yet, so when we come back, we'll update you on those other 6 o'clock games, and we'll start you off with those Unitigo updates. For Brad Amadon, I'm Nate Long. We'll see you in a few minutes on WCDO Sports.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks.